looking weird on the K9 JSI. I keep hearing somebody key up, and this time sounded like OKA, but it wasn't through the repeater. So they must be working on something for sure. But yeah, no, the ham clock, I saw that somebody took it over, which is cool. I had one on my All-Star node for a short time, so whenever you logged into what they call Supermon, which is a dashboard to be able to disconnect and reconnect rooms, see what all your nodes are connected to. At the bottom of the page, it had the ham clock on there, but it made that thing run super, super hot, so I didn't keep it going for very long. And I officially have my first Linux computer, other than the Raspberry Pis. I got Linux Mint on a MacBook Air, an old MacBook Air that can no longer update, so starting to get into that. Downloaded this 73 program that was it KM4ACK or something like that. YouTuber put together a software package for ham radio, all kinds of ham radio software for Linux. You just download it. It could take, depend on the speed of the computer, it could take up to 4 hours to download and install everything. So I did that last night. It took about an hour, maybe an hour and a half, with that MacBook Air. So, but on a slower Raspberry Pi, he said it could take up to 4 hours. But put Chirp on there, put a couple Windows software. I can't even think of what they're called now. There's a bunch of stuff on there I'm not sure I'll ever use, but it's on there. So that's my new project at the moment. Go ahead, WW, or give a pause for KE9EWP to see if he got that bow thing working. AC9HO.